The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Publicans outside Dublin, they are opening their premises for the first time in months today with the lifting of restrictions on bars outside the capital. Our reporter Barry White joins us now from Kildare Town. And Barry, this is probably a day lots of pub owners thought they mightn't see as recently as a few weeks ago.
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, good afternoon. So pubs not serving food outside the capital, as you say, are permitted to open for the first time today since mid-March. So the first time for over 6 months, which is a huge relief to hundreds of publicans around the country. But due to the ongoing pandemic, pubs are reopening under strict guidelines. It's certainly a very different picture in the so-called wet pubs to what we're used to today. There's limits on customer numbers in every premises. There's social distancing measures in place, and there's enhanced cleaning regimes for all surfaces and contact points. It's table service only, so ordering or sitting at the bar is a thing of the past, for now at least anyway, while other guidelines govern noise levels, employee movements and contact tracing. However, Christine Dempsey, who runs the James Nolan pub in Kildare Town, says they're just happy to be reopened again today.
Well, it was a long time, all the dates we were given, and then it was put off. And then eventually, I was fearful of last week that we would be told that we still wouldn't be able to open today, but I'm glad that we are open. At some points I thought it was going to be into next year, but thankfully we are open and I'm grateful that we are.
What date did you close exactly?
We closed on the Saturday, just before Patrick's weekend.
6 months closed, how damaging is that?
Yeah, it is very damaging. This is a lovely community pub, and even for our customers, like, they really missed the girls and missed the chat. And financially it's been very tough. We're after doing a big refurbishment job while we were closed, so any kind of money we had, now we've spent it.
Did you ever think about doing food?
No, we're not just big enough and we don't have the facilities, and it would be too expensive to put a kitchen in.
Are you afraid now? There is some talk of more local lockdowns around the country. Kildare, I suppose, already has had a local lockdown. Is there a fear now that could happen again?
There is a fear it's going to happen. The numbers in Kildare have been quite high all along, and then we did have the lockdown, so it's just tough and we are afraid. Like, we've lost stock the last time and we're sure it's going to be the same again. But sure, it's probably inevitable it is going to happen again in the future.
Barry, bit of hubbub in the background there. Were there many customers around?
There was a handful of people in the James Nolan pub in Kildare Town, but you certainly wouldn't have to worry about social distancing in there. I think I counted about 10 customers, so it's not the smallest pub I've ever been in, so there was plenty of room for everyone in there. And it was, you know, when you entered, even when I entered into the pub, I had to write down my name, you had to write down your contact details, so and then you were brought to a table, nobody at the bar, so they had all the measures in place. But no, it certainly wasn't packed. There's not going to be a rush to the pubs today, I don't think. I think a lot of people are still quite worried about COVID-19. But yeah, those customers who were in there told me that they're just over the moon to see their local reopened again after 6 months.
Oh, good. It's actually nice. Makes a change from drinking at home.
This is your first time in a pub since?
March. Like everyone else. But no, it's nice to get back in and have a few drinks with the boys and have a laugh and joke. But yeah, it's a new norm.
Be here, I drink this me local anyway, so I'm happy to be out and about. And so just to be here, get back out and get a company and meet people.
It's like a little community. So usually it's...
You come in here, you know everyone. Like,
and the last time I think me and the boys were all out for a pint would have been probably February, maybe. March, I'd say was the last time we actually went out for all this, yeah. This is our first time having a pint.
So how did you fill your time over the last 6 months?
Ah, it was shocking. It was shocking, like, just bouncing around doing that and finally had the pubs open there today, have a few slides.
No, I feel like there's a lot more drinking at home anyway. I wouldn't necessarily say house parties, like, we haven't been doing mad house parties, but you'd have a few cans at home, one or two of the lads anyway.
I used to actually deliver to pubs with the company and I lost my job because of it. I think the government gave everyone else a chance to kind of prove their point in regards, open them and see how we're getting on, but the pubs didn't have a say in any of this. It was just, they're not opening up no matter what. What's the difference from you know, a 9 euro meal or a 9.50 meal and having a pint than just going down to the local, social distancing and having the pints. There's literally no difference.
How good is it to get out for a pint and feel a bit of normality again like this today?
It's unbelievable. It's savage. It is. Here with the boys having a few slides. Sun's outside shining. If only we were outside having them now, but nah, it's quality. It's a start to normality, isn't it? It's starting to get normal now. This is the start of it.
Yeah, a few happy punters there. Barry, that was in Kildare Town. You were out to a rural pub too.
Yeah, Kieran, I have to say, so I went from kind of Newbridge to Kildare Town, and then I went to Kilmeag, where I went into a pub there. But I kind of found in the more rural areas and the more rural villages today that a lot of the pubs hadn't actually opened yet today. But I'm told by the Vintners Federation that just these rural pubs have made the decision to open this evening. So they'll probably open around 5 o'clock. But one rural pub that did reopen today at lunchtime was the Ellison House in Kilmeag. This is the only pub in the rural village, and it has been closed for just over 6 months, like the majority of wet pubs. Now, I went there at lunchtime, and there was only one customer in the place. So, again, there's no rush to get into this place. And I think we don't have to forget, you know, rural pubs were struggling before COVID-19, and they'll probably continue to struggle after this. And owner of Ellison House, Georgina Fogarty, says even though they've reopened again today, she still fears for the future of the business.
I'm in Ellison House in Kilmeag in Naas, County Kildare, a little rural village, population of 970 people. This is our local pub. It's been closed down for 6 months and 1 week to the day. We're open today, delighted to bring our customers back, welcome them all back individually. We have stood by HSE rules, as you can see, throughout the whole bar. We have done our courses that needed to be done, and we're just hoping that things will pick up and our customers will come back and stand by us.
So just over 6 months on, did you ever think you would see this day, that you would reopen again?
I had a feeling that we would, but then been disappointed so many times. I thought then, no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But then when they gave us the go-ahead for the 21st, it was very shaky, even up until the 5 o'clock news last night and the 6 o'clock news last night. And even this morning, you woke up, I was up at 8 o'clock listening for the news ready. Is this really and truly going to happen? So I find it hard to believe that we are here. It's a different pub. It's a different world that we're living in. But we are so glad to be up and open. How long it is going to last, I genuinely don't know.
Is that the fear now, that you could be closed down again?
Yes, the fear is that we will be closed down again. If we close down again, I can't see an opening. I genuinely can't see it. It's a little family-run business.
Is that a genuine fear, that a rural pub like yourself will be closed for good?
Yeah, that is the fear. It's the only thing the people of this village has. It's the hub. It's the afters of the funerals. It's the afters of an odd wedding. It's if anything goes wrong, people just come to the pub. It's a it's for our meetings, our tidy town meetings. Everything that happens in this village happens in this little pub. And if it's a thing we're closed, that's it all gone. We're left with absolutely nothing.
Finally, Barry, what happens if someone from Dublin tries to go for a pint in a pub outside the capital? Will it be up to publicans to police it?
I suppose firstly, I didn't bump into any Dubs in Kildare today, but I suppose I wouldn't know the difference. When I go to places like this, the only accent that stands out is my own. But the Vintners Federation of Ireland have said pub owners can't be expected to police Dubliners going outside of the county for a drink. Concerns have been raised that people living in Dublin will travel to neighbouring counties like Kildare for a pint. As we know, pubs in the capitals are already closed. But Pádraig Cribben from the VFI says it's not a publican's job to ask a customer where they've come from.
Well, the real challenge for publicans today and into the future is not alone to ensure their own viability, but also to make sure that they comply with the guidelines, that they open their businesses in a safe and secure manner. And it's not their job to police where people come from, what accent they have or what registration they're driving. As long as they're complying with the guidelines within their premises, that's all that is expected of them.
If someone from Dublin, say, does take a chance and looks to go for a pint in somewhere like County Kildare or Wicklow or one of the nearby counties. Is it up to the pub owner to turn them away?
Absolutely not, because how do you know where they've come from? I mean, there's lots of Dublin people with fine, strong Dublin accents living in Meath and Kildare and Wicklow. And they may very well not have been in Dublin at all. So, you know, that's not the job of a publican. The job of a publican is to ensure, first of all, that he complies with the guidelines that are there and to provide a good and safe service for all comers.
Yeah, Padraig Cribben there of the VFI bringing that report from Barry White to a close. Barry, thanks a million for that.